Signs that may precede a seizure. Many people with epilepsy and other neurological challenges experience some signs that precede an epileptic seizure. The signs before a seizure are known as the prodrome stage, but people with focal seizures may experience what is known as an aura. The sensations in both phases may indicate that the person is about to have a seizure and may require immediate assistance. Some of the signs that may precede a seizure include fast eye movements, body tension or stiffening, feelings of deja vu, spasms, twitches or jerks, staring, intense anxiety, trouble breathing, visible confusion, being unable to speak or hear, what to do if you feel a seizure coming. If you feel some of the signs that precede a seizure or you think you are about to experience a seizure, it is essential to get to a safe place. This should be somewhere you will not get injured if you lose consciousness. If you're with other people, tell them that you may start experiencing a seizure and ask them to help you. Here are some things that help people during a seizure. Wait with them until the seizure passes and they recover. Put something soft under their head. Remove sharp objects from the area. Watch the person's breathing if possible. Note how long the signs and the seizure lasts. If a seizure lasts for more than 5 minutes, or you don't know how long their seizures usually last, call an ambulance and seek professional help. What to do after having a seizure? After the seizure has ended, the post-ictal phase or recovery phase starts and may last a few minutes to hours. During this phase, the person may be confused, tired, thirsty, weak, sick, anxious or sore. Some people do not even remember the seizure, and it may take a few days to get back to normal. Most recurrent seizures last between a few seconds or minutes, and in most cases, they don't require immediate medical attention. However, if you or someone you know is experiencing a seizure that lasts longer than 5 minutes, it's crucial to call an ambulance immediately. Understanding the warning signs of a seizure can empower you to manage seizures and get the necessary support. Also, if you are supporting someone, it's important to ask them whether they know where they are, their name or what day it is. If the person cannot answer these questions, reassure them that everything is okay and explain what happened. Provide support to the person who had a seizure until they can talk again or communicate. They can answer the 4 W's. What, when, where and who. They start breathing normally. What to do after a seizure at home. After a seizure, it is essential to provide care and support so that the person can recover faster. Many people may feel dizzy or tired after a seizure, so it is necessary to help them lie down and find a comfortable resting position. Keep an eye on their breathing to ensure their well-being. Offer reassuring and calm words to help alleviate anxiety. Encourage the person to talk about their experience and engage with family and friends for support. Emotional support is crucial in relieving stress and aiding in the person's recovery and can help them feel safe and secure. How to help someone after experiencing a seizure. Helping a person after a seizure is essential for comfort and safety. Staying calm and assessing the situation is crucial in reducing potential anxiety and fear. After the seizure, you can focus on clearing the area of sharp and hard objects that can cause injury. You could also cushion the person's head with a pillow, sweater or jacket to prevent additional head injuries. Another thing to pay attention to is to time the duration of the seizure and remain prepared to contact an ambulance if the seizure lasts longer than 5 minutes. Carers avoid holding the person down to stop their movements to prevent injuries, but roll the person onto their side once the seizure stops. The primary role of a support person is to provide person and reassurance to the person experiencing a seizure. When the seizure ends, it is essential to document the details and note the behavior during and after the event. This information is valuable for healthcare professionals as well as it helps them understand the situation better and provide effective support and care. After seizure care. After a seizure, the person enters the recovery phase, which can last from a few minutes to an hour. The person may experience disorientation, confusion, and fatigue at this stage. It's crucial to allow the person to recover fully. Encourage the person to rest in a comfortable position and refrain from pushing them to resume their regular activities too soon. Remember, they may need more time to regain strength and mental clarity. It is essential to stay with the person after the seizure and check their responsiveness by asking simple questions to help them orient themselves. Once the person is fully alert, no longer disoriented, and there is no choking risk, offering them food or a drink is safe and helpful. Ensuring safety. Ensuring safety after a seizure is essential because, in most cases, the person is tired and confused. It's important to keep yourself and others calm during a seizure. The main thing is to stay calm and protect the person having the seizure from harm. Help the person up and assist them in sitting in a safe place after the seizure. Comfort the person and speak calmly about what happened. Remember, these are general guidelines, and the specific needs and safety measures may vary depending on the individual's condition and the type of seizures they experience. Always consult with a healthcare professional for personalized advice. Assessing consciousness and awareness. Assessing the awareness and consciousness during and after a seizure is essential for understanding the experience and providing appropriate care. During a seizure, the level of consciousness varies, and the person may remain fully alert, recall the events during the seizure, and even sometimes respond to stimuli. On the other hand, in other cases, the person may appear confused and show behaviors like staring blankly or not responding to questions. Once the seizure ends, engaging with the person to learn about their level of alertness and cognitive functioning is essential. Asking simple questions can help you determine their state, providing comfort and reassurance. After the seizure ends, the person may experience a range of emotions, such as anxiety or confusion. It's important to provide comfort and reassurance during this time to reassure the person everything is okay and to provide them with a sense of well-being. As a caregiver, family member, or friend, your calm and present manner can significantly impact how the person feels after the seizure. Speaking to the person in a soothing manner and reassuring tone to explain what happened can help them feel safe. It's also important to remind them that what they're going through is a common experience, which can alleviate feelings of fear or isolation. Providing physical comfort and a calming environment by reducing noise and other distractions is also key in recovery. Epilepsy care with unique community services. At Unique Community Services, we focus on reinventing the approach to seizure support and creating a supportive and calming environment for people who experience seizures. Our impact-driven support workers focus on delivering proactive and compassionate care to the people we serve in the comfort of their own homes. Our team provides person-centered care for people who require complex support, and we are always prepared to provide immediate assistance in a safe environment. Our CQC-regulated services are available in Bristol, Manchester, or Leeds, always putting people first. Contact us today for a personalized support plan tailored to your unique needs.